Less a light, less a nasty light. So,
all righty, our final question. Dear Mick, great answer to the question on how to rate a suspense film. Is there some way for a hypnotist to erase one's memory of a great suspense film so you could watch it from scratch a second time? Mark Schoenfeld, San Francisco.
I find Mark's question very interesting because it's actually a big philosophical question, and it dovetails very nicely with Rich's question about aging. Because, you know, you say, well, how about if we could keep watching suspense films if they're new? How about if every experience that you've ever had, you could keep experiencing as though it were perfectly new? You can go to Rome for the first time. You could, you know, there's a bunch of physical things you could do for the first time that might be a lot of fun, too. So the question is, would that be, you know, it's a philosophical question. It's a real question. Would that be a good thing? Would it be a bad thing? Shelley talks about love, sad, satiety in To a Skylark. Is it merely sad or is, you know, complete satisfaction and getting used to something, you know, a stage on the road to real maturity and enlightenment? In the newspaper, I leave people with that question. My sense, and maybe I'm just optimistic, and of course this is way out of the purview of being a film critic, but my sense is that it's actually a good thing and that it would not be good to keep on experiencing the same things and staying at the same level of development. I think that a certain boredom with certain things should be a pathway to interest and discovery of other things. But you say, anyway, this is just to give you an insight into how my mind works when I get these letters. He was just asking a very simple question.
And here's the first question for Ask Mick LaSalle. Dear Mick.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, you've wasted another good probably about 11 and a half minutes listening to Car Talk. No, not Car Talk, to Ask Mick LaSalle.